on 4. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We got an exciting one lined up for you. We're going to go a little bit off the automotive path in this hour. We're going to be talking with a gentleman who's a legendary voice actor. He has voiced thousands of commercials, and he's actually in the Game Show Hall of Fame. He's one of America's most familiar voices. When you hear his voice, you'll know him right away. Matter of fact, for 18 years, he was the voice of the Ford Motor Company. We'll have to talk to him a little bit about that, but we're going to be talking to him about a book he's written along with Kevin Moore about World War II. It's called Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. Also, in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have a couple of automotive news updates. And for those listeners just joining us, coming up in hour number 3 of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the president of the Vogue Tire Company. We'll also be joined by Keith Kozak from the RM Auction Company. And we're going to be joined by my musician friend, a member of Bob Seger's band, the Silver Bullet Band, which is on the road right now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Alto Reed will be stopping on by to say hello. But right now, let's quickly go to the Auto World News Desk for an update.
The U.S. job market is getting stronger, but that's coming at a price. According to AAA, the price of gas is at a 30-month high,
Jeez,
with the national average
like
for unleaded at $3.64, a 7-cent increase in just 1 week. This recent surge in gas prices came after a federal report that 216,000 jobs were created in March, leading investors to believe there will be a higher demand for fuel due to increases in commuting and discretionary spending, to include travel. The ongoing crisis in Libya is also a major contributing factor to fuel prices, though the numbers show it has had little impact on global fuel supply. However, it seems fewer Americans will be feeling as much of a sting at the pump. Toyota has announced the sale of their 1 millionth Prius in the U.S., which has been the number one hybrid vehicle in America since it was launched 11 years ago. The Prius line has managed to grab 60% of the hybrid gas-electric market in this country, but the price has been rising as demand has increased, combined with possible supply shortages due to the crisis in Japan. Toyota is also facing greater competition than ever before, with 13 major automakers offering some form of hybrid vehicle and most of the other brands expected to launch one within the next several years. One of those competitors is the Chevy Volt, which has been receiving accolades and awards since its launch in December. General Motors now says that Volt owners are able to drive 1,000 miles between fill-ups based on a sample of current customers. Since launch, GM has sold over 1,500 of the hybrid vehicles and says demand is very high. Honda may also be feeling the pinch due to recent disasters in Japan. With the launch of the 2012 Civic, their biggest product launch of the year, there are concerns about being able to meet demand as parts shortages are affecting production capacity. Though 90% of the vehicles Honda sells in the U.S. are built here, even those plants are feeling the effects of parts manufacturing being halted and delayed. It's not all bad news for Honda, though, as it will be bringing back its iconic sports car, but not how you might think. The Japanese automaker says it has redesigned the NSX to be more market and eco-friendly, providing it with the latest hybrid technology. This propulsion system will be geared toward the sports car enthusiast, allowing the driver to choose either full gas, gas and electric hybrid, or full electric modes. The car is expected to be offered with a 6-speed manual and will come equipped with either a 2.4-liter 4-cylinder or a 3.5-liter 6-cylinder engine, the latter expected to produce upwards of 400 horsepower. If Honda okays production of the new NSX, you can expect to start seeing it in U.S. showrooms as early as 2014. I'm Christian Conover for Motor News Weekly.
Thank you so much, Christian, for that report. And now we shine the spotlight on something other than automotive. This program has been on the air nationally for 19 years, and it's the first time I'm going to park the vehicle on the side of the road because I have so much respect for the gentleman sliding up to the microphone right now. He is one of America's most well-known voices. He's a noted voice actor. He was the voice of the Ford Motor Company, and he has written a wonderful book. It's called Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story, along with Kevin Moore. And it's all about a gentleman who today is the nation's oldest World War II veteran, Major Albert Brown. It's my pleasure to welcome Don Morrow to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Don. How you doing? You know, I think we need to pump up the volume just a little bit, and my producer, Matt, will adjust it, so hopefully everything will be okay. Let's try it again, Don. I want to work with him a little bit off the air, Matt, why don't we do that? And in the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit more about U.S. Army Major Albert Brown. He was a prisoner during World War II, and he survived beatings, torture, and being stabbed with a bayonet. His back and neck were broken, and he suffered about 15 serious tropical diseases. So Don Morrow and Kevin Moore, wrote Brown's biography, Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story, and we're going to hear from Don momentarily a little bit more about how he met Mr. Brown years ago in California, and how this whole book collaboration came together. My dad was in World War II, and back in those days, they drafted men up to the age of 45, so I was trying to do math a little bit earlier here today, but I know my dad was in his 30s when he was drafted and served some time in different areas of the United States, and then finally in the Aleutian Islands of in Alaska, and I heard many a World War II story from my dad, so when the opportunity came along to talk with Don Morrow about this great book, which is available through Don exclusively, this is a self-published project, and all the proceeds are going to a charity, and Don will tell us about that a little bit later on in this hour. And I also have listened to the audiobook version of this, and that was a real treat because you get to hear Don doing the narration on the book and some other voices as well. And I had the opportunity to check that out recently as I was driving it around in a 2012 Ford Focus vehicle. As a matter of fact, if you log on to www.gcnlive.com, you can see one of my car reviews on a very expensive car, a Bentley Continental GTC. But next week I'll be reviewing the Ford Focus that I listened to the audio version of Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. We're back with Don Morrow after making some adjustments technically. Don, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I do hear you, Bob. How am I coming through now?
You're coming through great.
And oh, all right.
Again, it's a wonderful honor to have you here on the broadcast. I've been doing it for 19 years, so it's the first time I'm putting the automotive side pretty much away, and we're going to focus on your book. But I must ask you the question about being the spokesperson for the Ford Motor Company. You had that gig for a long time.
Just about the same number of years you were on the air. I was 72 to 91 with Ford.
Wow, that is amazing. And, of course, over your voiceover career, you've done literally thousands of commercials and lots of very familiar movie trailers, including the one for Titanic. That must have been quite an opportunity to do that.
Well, that was a terrific job, especially as trailers go, because with trailers you usually just go in and read it once and that's all there is to it, and you get paid quite a healthy fee as a rule, and the reason for that is because there's no residuals. And today, incidentally, speaking of Titanic, is the 99th anniversary of it going to the bottom of the sea.
Amazing.
And I just heard that on the air this morning. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Wow, so great timing. We'll take a quick pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get into Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. Don Morrow, along with Kevin Moore, wrote the book, and it's also available in an audiobook fashion as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're live all across North America.
It's you. Get into my car.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We have a very special guest joining us in this hour of the broadcast, the voice of the Ford Motor Company for 18 years, and this gentleman is a voiceover artist, an actor, a member of the Game Show Hall of Fame, and he recently released a book, Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. He and along with Kevin Moore wrote this book. The gentleman's name is Don Morrow, and Don himself is a veteran of World War II. Don, my dad was in World War II, and I heard a lot of stories about World War II growing up, but nothing like the story that you chronicled in this book.
Well, you know, there's been an awful lot written on the Philippine War, the war in the Pacific, actually much more graphic than what I've done here, or what I should say, what Kevin and I have done here, which is take the actual words of Doc Brown. He was a dentist, by the way. And so the book is largely comprised of his words as it happened to him, as he saw it. And there's actually a fair amount of humor in there. It's hard to believe, I suppose, because of what he went through. But I think one of the most fascinating parts of it was at the end of the war, and they did not know that the war was over. The Japanese commandant, where he was up in the island of Hokkaido in northeastern Japan, came out and said, America, Japan, good friends, now everybody go home. And they laid down their weapons right in front of the Americans and walked away.
Amazing.
And nobody picked up a gun.
I know.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's hard to believe that no one picked up a gun after all the beatings and all the torture, all the starving that went on. I mean, we're definitely going to tell all of our listeners all about this gentleman, U.S. Army Major Albert Brown. Let's go back to the beginning where you first met Doc Brown. It was in the 1980s in California, and I believe you guys just happened to be working out at a Y or a gym.
Yeah, the Hollywood Y. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and there was I know that I was on a treadmill at the time, and a guy with a camera came up and he said, would you mind coming in the gym and running around and shoot a couple of baskets with another old guy? And I said, no. They were a crew from the Today Show, and they were doing a piece on senior health, you know.
Sure.
And so I went in there. Here was Doc Brown, this old gray-haired guy, and he's a little over 20 years older than I am, because he's going to be 106 this year.
Wow.
And he was standing in the middle of the court popping those baskets in. I mean, it was unbelievable. Well, it turned out, of course, that he was not only a fantastic athlete, he'd been the captain of his basketball team in high school and college, the captain of his football team in high school and college, captain of the baseball team, captain of the track team. This guy was literally an Olympic type athlete who never went for that. He had other things in his mind, but he was an incredible athlete. Even at that age, he was still beating everybody in handball there at the Y.
Amazing story. And let's go back to the early days of Doc Brown before World War II. I mean, as you said, he was a dentist and he had a thriving practice, but he was a member of the ROTC. And for some of our younger listeners who may not be familiar with that, why don't you explain the ROTC and the obligations that those men have as members?
Well, that's been in the news a lot lately, especially about getting the ROTC back on the campus at Harvard. That is the Reserve Officers Training Corps, of course. And when you come out of ROTC, you are commissioned a lieutenant, and you are at the call of the military. And for Doc, he was 32 years old in 1937 when they called him up. And so he was sent to one of our great military camps, Fort Snelling, which was considered the country club of the Army. And there, even though he was a dentist, he never did any dentistry. He was used as a close order drill man. And in fact, he was used as a close order drill man on about three bases before he was sent to the Philippines in the summer of 1941.
And how did he feel, Don, about being sent to the Philippines?
Well, he was the kind of guy, he is the kind of guy that just takes things as they happen. He knew it was his obligation. And these guys got over in the Philippines in 1941, and they actually liked it over there. And he was in preparation, as some of the other guys had done, of bringing their families over.
Wow.
He was going to bring his wife and three kids over at that time. And then, of course, they realized that there was something really brewing. There was a lot of fifth column activity going on in the islands over there. And they realized that they were going to, be at war with Japan. And he figured that would happen within, they thought, 6 months. And by the time December rolled around, of course, bang, it hit them square on.
Absolutely. And something that I learned by listening to your audiobook when I was driving around recently is that the same day that Pearl Harbor was hit back in December 1941, the Philippines were also hit, and they had all the planes out there, so they were all dead ducks.
That's right. He was stationed up there at Clark Field, and MacArthur had brought all of the planes of the Philippine Islands up there, and as Doc Brown said, they couldn't believe that he'd done that.
Mm.
And he'd taken them all and laid them out there on the runway, no camouflage, no cover whatsoever. And four hours after Pearl Harbor, they were hit at Clark Field in the Philippines and totally decimated. Now, we had the entire Japanese Air Force was over on Formosa, and they couldn't understand why MacArthur hadn't sent the planes up. They were
Absolutely.
Just still sitting on the field, that he hadn't scrambled the planes and gotten them up there and bombed Formosa, because all the Japanese planes were still on the ground over there.
Jeez.
But he didn't do it. He was apparently in his hotel room reading his Bible for those 4 hours.
Wow.
I mean, there was a scandal there that was never in the press, and frankly, I didn't know it until I got involved in hours and hours of discussion with Doc Brown.
It's amazing to me also to realize, and I heard this from my own dad, who was a World War II vet, you know, how ill-equipped the U.S. was for World War II, both initially in Europe and certainly here in the Philippines. I mean, these guys were using World War I leftover stuff, not only weapons-wise, but even in the medical area. Some of the medical supplies went back to World War I or before.
And before. They went back to the beginning of the 1900s.
Hmm. And was there any particular reason for that? I mean, again, it all goes back to the U.S. concentration, I guess, on the war against Hitler in Europe. But nevertheless, they really left these guys out there with lots of problems. When we come back with Don Morrow, we're going to spend the next half hour telling you much more all about this wonderful book, Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. It's self-published by Don, and all the proceeds go to charity. So we're going to give you all that information and more. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our very special guest is noted voice artist, actor, member of the Game Show Hall of Fame, and now co-author of a wonderful new book. He wrote it along with Kevin Moore. It's called Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. The gentleman's name is Don Moore, and Don Moore, rather, and we're talking about this prisoner of war during World War II and his story leading up to that, Major Albert Brown. He suffered beatings, torture, being stabbed with a bayonet. His back and neck were broken. He suffered from about 15 serious tropical diseases, and we'll tell you a little later on, even after he came back to the States here, he spent many years in the hospital. But Don, let's go back to the Philippines. After that bombing there, after the Pearl Harbor bombing and then the bombing at the Air Force Base in the Philippines, the handwriting was on the wall there, and these guys, as we said, they really didn't have the modern equipment, but yet, you know, they were just so determined, and Doc Brown saw lots of bombing and lots of death along the way here as the Japanese began to move on the Philippines.
Well, they landed up there before Christmas, the Japanese did. Up in Luzon, in the Lingayen Gulf, and they started to move down, and they said our guys up there. This is between December 8th, actually, and Christmas time, and then they realized, of course, that we were so totally overwhelmed that they went back to the plan they had originally formed months and months before, in the case of the worst scenario, which was imminent defeat, and which was a fall back down on the to the bottom of the Bataan Peninsula, which is what they had to execute, of course, almost from the get-go. The terrible thing about this is that these guys, when I say these guys, Washington knew that this was what was going to happen.
Yeah.
They knew that these fellas over in the Philippines didn't have enough modern material. They didn't have enough troops over there to defend this situation, and they knew it right along. And it's just such a sadness that these guys were set up in the Philippines that way. The foreword in the book there, Bob, you might have it in front of you,
mm-hmm.
From the bestseller Tears in the Darkness by Michael and Elizabeth Norman. How is the Army to defend the indefensible? And how could commanders convince their men to hold out for help when these commanders knew well that help would never come?
Mm-hmm.
That was the situation. They had a lost situation before they even started.
Absolutely.
And tragic.
It really is one of the true atrocities of World War II, if not all time. Truly a remarkable story. And again, Doc Brown's physical condition, being such a great athlete here, no doubt helped him get through all the things that he was going to face. I imagine, you know, he never expected. Did you ask him that question? Did he expect, once being captured by the Japanese, that it would be as horrific as it was, or did he have any expectations?
No idea. They thought they'd just be put in a prison camp. They had no idea of the atrocities that were to follow. I mean, the beheadings were endless. In the slightest whim, they would either shoot or slice a guy's head off. Not
amazing.
Just during the death march either, which lasted for 6 or 7 days, but in the ensuing years in the camps for another 3.5 years.
Wow. Let's explain the death march, because this is something that isn't really taught, unfortunately, in schools today, and it really is kind of quietly put aside.
That's right.
We hear about the atrocities of Hitler, but we don't hear about these atrocities. For the younger listeners joining us right now, don't know, unfortunately, enough about World War II. Explain what the death march was.
The death march was a result of the surrender of the troops in the Philippines in April, the spring of 1942. MacArthur had, in essence, as he left Corregidor to go on to Mindanao and then take the plane from Mindanao to Australia, MacArthur had given the word to General King and General Wainwright, essentially, that they should fight to the last man. And when King realized that this is General King, realized
yeah.
it was absolutely hopeless that these fellows were just going to be slaughtered because they hadn't had any food for months. They were eating rats and mice and grasshoppers and things like that. They ate all of their the horses from the artillery and so forth. So there was nothing left to do but surrender, and it was an awful, awful moment, as you can imagine. And they sat around for a couple of days and thought that, well, okay, they're going to get some trucks in there
and
take them to a camp, but they didn't. They told them to get up and start walking.
70 miles. Unbelievable. And along that 70-mile march, not only could they not have any fluids, which is just remarkable because the U.S. government had spent a lot of money putting in...
That's right. They put artesian wells every mile along that road.
And yet the Japanese were absolutely determined not to let the Americans have any of that water.
They never allowed them to take one drink, so they were forced to drink their own urine, put urine in their canteens and drink that.
Unbelievable. And then as far as nutrition along the way, meals, what kind of meals were given during the death march?
Well, they were given almost nothing. I mean, so close to zero, it was pathetic. I don't think until they got into O'Donnell at the end of the death march that they first got a ration of 3 little rice balls a day. And that's all they got for three and a half years was 3 little tiny rice balls, about the size of a ping pong ball. That was it. And what they did to sustain themselves, I mean, was unbelievable, as you read. They would pick the grains out of the horse manure and the caribou manure and clean them as best they could, and then they would boil them and they would eat them. Now, their water supply, even in the camp, was so unbelievable. One little dripping faucet for hundreds and hundreds of men.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, we cannot conceive what these fellows went through, nor has anybody ever had to go through anything like that since, even over in Iraq and Iran and that area.
Absolutely, and all the atrocities of that era, this recent era, there have been plenty, but nothing to compare with this. And I just can't get over the Bataan Death March. I mean, the fact that if any soldier fell back and was behind the pack, he was in line to be beheaded or shot. I mean, that's just the way it was, Don.
That was it.
Unbelievable.
That was it.
And then they arrived at Camp O'Donnell in the Philippines. And just to show you the physical toll that this took on Doc Brown, I mean, his weight went from about 180 in pre-war days to what kind of weight?
He got down to 85 or 90 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that was common with these fellows. Now, there's a very strange factor. The ones that I've met, Kevin and I took him to the reunion of the Battling Bastards of Bataan and Mindanao. 3 years ago, I guess it was. And these guys were incredible. And we talked and recorded a lot of them. And they all told us the same thing, that they had been told when they came home never to talk about this. Don't talk to the press about it. And they had no shrinks for these guys. So most of them couldn't live with their families. They couldn't sleep in a bed. They couldn't eat food. And they had no shrinks for them.
Yeah, that is just tragic to say the least. Don Morrow's with us, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. If you're a World War II veteran, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to talk about these atrocities, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. More with Don Morrow, and the story of Doc Brown is straight ahead, so don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000 plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our very special guest is Don Morrow. He's one of America's most recognized voices, voiceover artist, voice actor, and member of the Game Show Hall of Fame. How do you like that? And he has written, along with Kevin Moore, a wonderful book about a amazing gentleman, Major Albert Brown, Doc Brown, who survived incredible atrocities in the Philippines and in Japan. Today at 105, soon to turn 106. He's the nation's oldest confirmed living World War II veteran. He's also the oldest confirmed survivor of the Bataan Death March of 1942. Don, this story of Doc Brown is truly a labor of love for you, and I want to point that out to all of our listeners that this is not a book that is published by a company. You published this book yourself. And
yeah, I guess you could call it self-published, because Kevin and I aren't really writers. We just love this guy. I've known him, you know, for over a quarter of a century, and he lived in Hollywood, and that's a whole other story about his. He was one of these guys who could not adjust back to a family life.
Sure.
And, you know, that's a whole other thing that people find probably very hard to understand, but combat veterans understand it too.
Absolutely.
And they couldn't, for 3.5 years, they hadn't slept in a bed. They slept on bamboo racks, or they slept on tatami mats.
Yep.
And, they lived with lice all that time. I mean, their lives were so completely different. To come home, and families naturally expected them to readjust. Most of them could not readjust.
No.
But we met several hundred of these guys, and they were fabulous, fabulous characters. The ones that have lived look in tremendous health. I mean, there must be something about that starvation that does something for you at that age. I don't know, but it's really amazing. These guys were the picture of health. They had senses of humor like you can't imagine.
Wow.
Most of them were in their 90s, and they were just incredible pictures of health with great, great attitudes, and loved the military, and were finally speaking out about it, which they had been told at the end of the war, never to talk of it, never to talk to the press about it. They're finally talking about it.
Amazing. Amazing to me, too, that that veterans of the European war were able to get some reparations for doing work for some German companies, but that was not the case for the veterans
and
prisoners.
Right, and it was brought to the Supreme Court, and the lawyers were big-time tort lawyers who'd handled tobacco cases, and they were willing to forego any money whatsoever just to get $10,000 per survivor.
Wow.
Not all the dead ones that were gone.
Yeah.
There's most of them are gone. There's only about 400 of them left. Just to get $10,000 each for those guys. And they couldn't, and the Supreme Court of the land turned them down.
Amazing. Certainly, you know, Don's condition going into this being, you know, as you say, a star athlete. And just a little side note, even after college, he put together a basketball team that beat the Harlem Globetrotters. That's pretty impressive, Don.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
it certainly is. I mean, he was absolutely a super athlete. You see that little picture of him on the cover of the book
there? Yeah.
The guy was an Adonis. He was built like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Absolutely. So this book, as I mentioned, you published it yourself. And how can folks get a copy of the book? What's the best thing for them to do?
Oh, boy. I guess you better give them my phone number. Or they go to they can just Google Don Morrow and go to my website. That's an easy thing to do. If anybody's got a pencil, it's DonMorrowVoiceovers.com.
Absolutely, and they always can.
That'll lead them over to another website where they can order it. And as you know, Bob, the money goes to the Wounded Warriors Project. And so, you know, it was, as you mentioned, a labor of love. And I can't understand all the years that Doc was in Hollywood and all the motion picture people he knew and the stars.
Yeah.
He told me that he said, oh, yeah, somebody's always going to do my story. They're going to make a movie of it. And nobody ever did.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing. Here was this guy with one of the greatest stories you've ever heard.
Absolutely.
And nobody ever did anything about it. So I got my pal Kevin, a young fella here in Connecticut, and they said, we're going to do this thing. So we've been working on it off and on for about 10 years, you know. And I think of Laura Hillebrand, who I've gotten to know, who wrote Unbroken, the story of Louis Zamperini,
yes,
the Olympic runner, who went through a parallel situation as Doc Brown, and even worse, absolutely worse. And that book is very graphic because she goes in detail. And she worked 7 years on that book, but she gave her entire life to it.
Yeah.
Of course, Kevin and I are out there trying to make a living, so we couldn't give our entire life to it, but we've spent hundreds of hours, certainly. For a little book, that's a lot of time, I know.
And today, how is his health? He's about to turn 106. Is he doing okay?
No, not really. He's now in a nursing home. His daughter, who's 82, and she's a live wire, believe me, it was just too much because she runs a big bed and breakfast out in Pinckneyville, Illinois, which is about 70 miles southeast of St. Louis. And she's a very active gal and the apple of his eye. And so she finally had to put him in a nursing home. But he actually likes it there because there's a lot of ladies. And Doc always liked the ladies.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And as you point out, I mean, we have lots of folks coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and God only knows where else some of our soldiers will be in the not-too-distant future. But this is a true story of hope for today's returning wounded warriors, and that's why all the benefits of this book go to that foundation. Explain a little bit more about that foundation and all
the
good work.
Well, the Wounded Warriors Project is probably one of the better outfits. There's so many of these organizations that take a tremendous cut of donated money for administration. I won't
sure.
know the different groups, but you know them as well as I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So does a lot of the public. These big administrative salaries, you know.
Yep.
And the Wounded Warriors doesn't do that. But so the folks will get a lot of benefit, we hope. You know, you just give it your best shot and hope it gets to the guys who need it and the families that need it.
Absolutely. Don, in putting this book together with Kevin, was there one or two stories that emerged that that really struck you more than any other of the stories that Doc Brown told?
Yeah, and if you'd asked me that before we went on the air, I'd probably had a good answer for you.
Well, we'll have you back on again, so we'll fix it that way.
Every story Doc told could be elongated into 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as I say, we're not real writers. Kevin is a PR guy, and I'm just an actor. But we wanted to put something together, and then we realized that, well, there's only a proper outlet for the money of this thing, if there is any money, and that is to give it to the proper charity, and we hope we're doing that.
Absolutely. It makes all the sense in the world. To me, it's amazing that they didn't know about the atomic bombs dropped on World War II, that the way they found out about the conclusion of World War II, and also the way that Doc Brown, you know, kind of found his way back to the States.
That is a fascinating section of it. Oh, there's one of the things you asked about something. He's out in the field, like in the recreation field at the camp.
Yeah.
And one of our observations swoops down, observation plane, like a little Aranca or something like that. And the guy throws a walkie-talkie out of the window of the plane.
Wow.
And Doc picks it up, and the guy's talking to him. He says, I want you to get four guys. Now, this is just, why Doc? No reason. He just happened to be out there.
Yeah.
Guy flew over. Now he drops the walkie-talkie. Tells him to get four guys and go over to the coast to Admiral Mitcher. There is in the Lexington, the aircraft carrier Lexington, and he says, who the hell is Mitcher and where the hell is he, and so forth and so on. And the guy tells him, now ripple dissolved, the war ends, and Doc is in the Veterans Hospital in Denver. Fitzsimmons, it's called.
Right.
Out there in Aurora, just outside of Denver. And after about a year and a half, they let him out to go into town. Like, you know, go on a party. Go just have some fun.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Don. We'll hold you into the next hour.
This is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.